Take your Bible and turn to Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse number 11, the Bible says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." I want to preach tonight for a minute in time, if God be my help, on the blessings of heaven. The blessings of heaven. As we see this in the Lord's writing to Jeremiah, and he tells us some things about himself. Amen. He said, "I know the thoughts that I think toward you." So God is thinking about us. That lets us know that God's thinking about you and thinking about me. Ain't that a good thing? Amen. That means that you are on His mind. But do you realize that God, in His magnificence and His power, that He always thinks about you? He can't forget you. Now, I might forget you before church is over. I might not be able to recall your name. Does anybody else have that problem? Amen? Just all of a sudden, you're thinking about somebody. I was thinking about Miss Allison the night on the way home from church, and I started to say something, and I couldn't remember her name to save my life. It was just gone. Amen? They're going on down the road in a few minutes. I said, "Allison." She's like, "What?" I said, "That's who I'm trying to say." I couldn't think of it. Amen? But I'm glad God don't have that problem. God never forgets who you are or who I am, praise God. He's always remembering us, and we're always on His mind. I'm glad it's that way. Amen? Because I need God to think upon me a whole lot so He can work on me a whole lot. So I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Amen? So it's the Lord that's speaking here, speaking not only to Jeremiah, but to you and I. He's speaking to us, praise God, because God has a plan for your life. Now, we may not know this, may not know that plan in full, but we know that God has a plan for you. Amen. God forms a personal plan for every one of us individually. Now, you talk about a God, that's a God. Because I can't plan my day from morning to night. But God plans, Brother Bob, plans our life throughout the eternity of our life for His glory. That's why it's important that we listen to Him. That's why it's important that we draw nigh to Him so He can draw nigh to us. So that He can help us, pray God, to work that plan in our life. He goes on, says, "It's thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end." So God says, "I've got a plan for you, and a plan is to prosper you and not to harm you." Amen? Now, a lot of times I know in our little fickle mind, we got this idea of God back there, big old wrathful God. He's just waiting for you to mess up and slip up a little bit so He can pound you. Amen? So He can swarp you upside head, smack up, try to get your attention. But according to the Word of God, that's not who God is. God is a gracious and a merciful God who's there to help us and encourage us. You know, sometimes God does have to smite us upside the head to get our attention. Amen? But that's because He loves us and cares for us. Amen? And He does it out of that love of a Heavenly Father because that's who He is. He wants us to prosper. He wants you and I to be prosperous in this life that we live. Amen? He's not here to harm you. Praise God, He's here to help you. If we get that in our heads, praise God, settle it in our hearts, we'll realize how gracious God is. Amen? How that is His plan for you and I. The thoughts of peace, not of evil. Amen? To give you an expected end. He wants to help you, not harm you. He wants to give you, praise God, he wants to enter us into a place where we have hope. Hope is what people need in the world. That's what's missing. Amen? There's a lot of people today that don't have any hope in this life. All they have is what they see before them. Brother Billy was talking about this morning in Sunday school. He's talking about these people and how hard sometimes it's to get along with them. Because people are going through this life without hope. Amen? And without hope, amen, it makes people cantankerous. It makes people it makes people discouraged. We was in Walmart the other day, and we met this little lady, and a sweet little lady, and she'd been there for a long time, and we was talking to her. Teresa knew her, and we was talking to her, and she said, "You know, sometimes people come in and they come in discouraged, and sometimes people they're just hateful." And she said, "Be careful; it's easy for us to just be hateful back, Or if it's somebody that's already been hateful to us before, it's easy just to be hateful before they are. Amen? But she said, sometimes we don't know. She said, I don't know what kind of day they've had. I don't know where they've been. I said, I don't know what they're going through. So she, I tried to address them, even when they're kind of hateful, I tried to address them with a spirit of meekness. Amen? A spirit of encouragement. Because I don't know the day they're having. Amen? And that's the way God would have us to be, that we could pass out that hope where they could see Christ in us, the hope of glory. They could see the hope that we have, the attitude that we have, that might be manifest to them. It changes output. Changes their countenance. Amen? When somebody's being mean to you and you smile at them, it's hard to get past that. Praise God. But God offers us that hope. He's telling Jeremiah, He said, hey, not only want you to prosper and I don't want to harm you, He said, I want you to have hope. Amen? Praise the Lord. In other words, God said, I don't want you just to go through this life. He said, I want you to have a future in the world. A prosperous future. That's what I desire for you. Amen? So God lays it out here in Jeremiah and He tells him, said, this is my plan for you. This is my plan for the people. Anybody who would listen and hear what I'm saying, I want them to have blessings. He said, I want them to have the blessings of heaven to be a part of their life. What God can manifest and what God can give to me and you. That's His purpose for us. Amen? So what He wants to give us, He wants to give us the eternal rewards, praise God, that are there, the inheritance that He wants us to have. You know, God's got an inheritance today. He's got a retirement plan that's out of this world. Praise God. Amen? He tells us some of these things just in briefness tonight. He gives us the encouragement in verse by verse, praise God, through the Word of God that we might be encouraged. Amen? In eternity and inheritance, He said He gives us mountains. He shows us mansions and places. In John chapter 14, verse number 2, He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. He said, but I go to prepare a place for you. He said, and if I go and prepare a place for you, He said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So God in His greatness, God in His blessings of heaven, He says, praise God, in my house are many mansions. He says, many dwelling places there. But He said, I'm going, praise God. Not only is there mansions, but He said, there's a place that's prepared in that place for you. Amen? Glory to God. What a blessing. What a God we serve. Because He said, the blessings are heaven is that God has made those blessings for you and I. So that we can be partakers in the blessing of God, as God's got a place for us, praise God, a place that's prepared for you. Wouldn't it be a terrible thing to miss that place tonight? There's thousands upon, and probably millions of people that have already missed that place. And there's more, every few seconds, there's somebody else that's slipping out of here and they're missing that place. They're going off into an awful place called hell, and are missing the places that God has prepared for them that's prepared for that place. Amen? We're missing those eternal rewards, praise God, and those inheritances that God has for you and I. Praise God. Now I was planning, I had done planning that. I told Teresa I had a completely different direction I was going, but God changed me, spun me around about 3 o'clock. I went out there in the study and He said, hey, I want you to tell folks about the blessings of heaven, about how good I am. I let them know that I am God. And besides me, there's no other. There's nobody that can love them like I do. There's nobody that can care for them like I do. There's nobody that can prepare for them like I have. Amen. Glory. That's enough to make a cold Baptist shout. That's enough to get you out of your seat, get you to get the hallelujahs and the glories going on, praise God, for Him tonight. Amen. Because of mansions and places that's prepared for those that's prepared for those places. It's time for us to just step up, praise God, and just realize how gracious God is. Amen. Not only is a mansions and places prepared, but there's a crown of life that's there for each and every one of us. If you look over at James chapter number 1 and verse number 12, the Bible says this. He said, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive a crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love Him. Amen? So God's saying here that in the book of James, He said, blessed is that man, or in other words, blessed of heaven is this man, praise God, that endureth temptation. Now, what is that temptation He's talking about? That's trials. That's temptation. That's the things that the test that we must endure here in this life. And I want to say you tonight, on the authority of God's Word, young as no matter what you're going through, no matter what we're going through tonight, this is only a test. Amen. This is only a test because God saved us. He loves us. He saved us. He prepared a place for us. And no matter what's going on in this life, no matter what we have to endure, praise God, we have a blessed hope on the other side. The blessings of heaven are waiting for us. Hey, blessed is that man endure temptation, for when he is tried. Now listen, when he is tried, and you will be tried, temptation will come your way. Amen. Trials and testing in this old world. In James chapter 1, verse number 4, he said, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations. There'll be different things that's going to come your way, different temptations. But how we stand up to the test, that's what matters. Praise God. He said, for when he tries, he shall receive a crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. How do you overcome these temptations? How do you overcome these trials? How do you get past the afflictions in this old world, praise God? He said, we just love the Lord Jesus Christ and looking for His appearing. Amen? When we love Him. He said, we'll receive that crown of life. What is that crown of life? That's that crown of eternal hope. That's what the life is. That's eternal. He's speaking of eternal life, youngins. The blessing of heaven is eternal life with Jesus Christ the Lord. And when life is all done here, when it's all finished, he said, blessed that man that endureth those temptations, those trials, those heartaches, those stripes, the conflict of this world. Praise God, he said, we're going to enter into the portals of glory and receive our reward. Amen. That eternal rewards of God, that inheritance that God has laid up for you and I. Amen. And he said it's something that we have. I told somebody today, said I don't know what's going to happen in this world. I ain't afraid of going out of here. But praise God, every one of us just worry about what we'll have to go through till we get there. Amen. We don't know what we'll have to go through, what we'll have to face, what kind of trials, temptation, what kind of heartache we'll have to go through before we get out of here. But God has promised us, praise God, the blessings of heaven when we're tried. He said, we'll be given that crown of life, that crown of eternal life, praise God, from away from all the anxieties and the hardships and the stress and the temptations and the testing of this world. One day it'll all be behind us, praise God. One day, praise God, it'll be in our rearview mirror to never look back on again. Praise the Lord. When we see those eternal promises that we have in God Almighty, that eternal inheritance that He's got, that He lays up for us in heaven, that Peter says is guarded for us, that God Almighty guards for us, He protects for us in heaven. There's nobody going to get to it. There's nobody can take that away. Amen? He said, we're safe in the Father's hand. He said, we're covered by the blood of Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit speaking to our hearts and encouraging us along the way. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? I'm glad we don't have to fret, try to figure this thing out as we go. Praise God. God Almighty's done. God is settled. And blessings are laid up in heaven to those who believe. I don't know about you tonight, but I believe. I believe God has done this for me, and I believe God's done that for you, and I believe God's got a place for us, a purpose for us in the blessings of heaven, of His heaven. Praise God. Amen? So we see the eternal rewards and the inheritance. We also see the divine presence and the comfort that God offers us. That comfort, praise God, that comes from the Comforter. Amen? That comes from the Comforter. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, He said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Amen? He said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That's a divine promise. Praise God, that God has promised me. That's a divine presence that we're going to enter into. That's the comfort that He gives us of knowing, praise God, the not only the blessed place that we have, but in the presence of a holy and righteous God is where we're going to be. Amen. Glory to God. It don't get no better than that. But He said, blessed are the pure in heart. Like we have to say, we have to ask ourselves, not how is your heart? See, God looks at the heart. Amen. When God was trying to find somebody, praise God, that would be king over Israel, somebody that could do the job after Saul had failed so miserably, He sent Samuel over to anoint David. And they looked at him and said, he was just a ruddy little fellow. He said, hey, listen, I'm not looking at his outside. He said, I'm looking at his inside. He said, we already looked at the outside of old Saul. He was head and shoulders above the rest. But he failed miserably. When they went to get him on coronation day, they found him hiding in the stuff, cowering in the stuff. But praise God, he said, David was a man after God's own heart, praise God, because God was looking at his heart. David was a sinner like me and you, but praise God, he had a good heart, a pure heart. He wanted to do right. He wanted to be pleasing to God. He wanted to magnify God. He wanted his people, he wanted his nation to see God Almighty. Amen. So he put him out there constantly so people could see him. He had a pure heart. That's why the Bible would say, blessed are the pure in heart. But he said, for they shall see God. If you got a pure heart tonight, you'll be able to see God. Amen? You say, well, preacher, I don't know. I've never seen God. Then you don't have a pure heart. If you've got a pure heart and you've ever read the Word of God, praise God, you've seen God. Amen? Now, you might not always want to do and live exactly like God's trying to stir in your heart, but you've seen God and you know that He's touching your heart. Amen? I don't believe there's a person sitting in this church tonight that can sit here and say that you haven't seen God. Amen? You say, Pastor, you mean a physical, I'm talking about a spiritual sight of God. That we've come into the place that we have, through the Word of God, through the power of God and the Holy Spirit, we have seen God, every one of us. We've seen God, we see who He is, we see what He can do, we know what He's capable of. Amen? We just need to give Him that credit. We come into His divine presence, praise God. We come into His comfort, where He comforts us and consoles us. Praise the Lord. That's that little blessing of heaven that God gives us by and by. That'll encourage our hearts. So we see that in His presence. Amen? We see as He takes away all the strife and the hardship and the anguish that so easily besets itself in our heart today. But God begins to move upon us and He begins to direct us and show us our blessed hope of the future. In Revelation chapter 21, the Bible shows us that new heaven and new earth. Holy city of Jerusalem come down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. So I heard a voice out of the heaven, verse 33, saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He would dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. Amen. He's given us that blessings of heaven, praise God. What God's showing us, what heaven is going to be like. When we're living in that magnificent place that He's gone to prepare, amen, and we see God and we're in His presence, amen, His presence is manifest, His presence will be real. He said, we pull up on yonder shore, amen. He says in verse number 4, listen to what God says. He said, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, amen. So God starts, He gives that little blessing to heaven. He starts laying out all those things that will be no more. Amen. The things that will be no more, He said, shall wipe away all tears from the eyes. He said the tears of sorrow is going to be gone. Never to be even imagined again. They're going to be gone forever. There'll be no more sadness and weeping, amen, over our hearts being broken. He said, there shall be no more death. Won't have to worry about dying no more. There'll be no death up there. We'll be living in life eternal in the presence of God. Amen. I know about the blessings of heaven, not what God has offered to you and I who believe. The blessings He has, praise God, to bestow upon us. He said, neither sorrow. So they're not going to have no tears and they're going to have no death. Because there's no tears, no sad, no death, and there's not going to be no sorrow. So there's no sadness there. You say, preacher, how could that be? Because there's nothing to be sad about. Amen? There's nothing to be... Now, we have sadness here because of things that people have to go through, and it breaks our heart for people. Amen? But he said, up there, there's nothing to be sad about. Praise God. It's going to be gone. Sorrow is going to be a thing of the past. It's going to be something that we'll never have to remember, never have to realize again. Because that sorrow is going to be gone, he said, there's going to be nor crying. There's not going to be no sad tears shed in heaven. Because of the blessings of heaven, praise God, there's not going to be no sad tears in heaven. Amen. Ain't that a blessing? God says, hey, listen, he said, when you get to that place and prepare, he said, you're not going to have to worry about none of these things being there. That they're going to be taken away, they're going to be removed. You won't have to worry about them. Amen. He said, there'll be no more crying. So neither shall there be any more pain. Well, that'll be a good one, won't it? When you get there and there's no more pain, there's no more brokenheartedness, there's no more affliction in the flesh. Can you imagine? Us older folk, can you imagine getting up and going through the day without any aches and pains? Amen. Without any afflictions? Glory to God. What a glorious day that'd be. Not to ever hurt no more. Not to ever have physical pain and the emotional pain. A lot of times it's emotional pain that we go through. But he said, there's not going to be no pain in heaven. The blessings of heaven, praise God. God said to manifest them to us so we can see them, so we can be excited about it. Because one day we get to go. One day we get to get out of here, praise God, to go to a place where there ain't no pain. He said, for the former things are passed away. He said, those things that used to be are no more. Amen? All those things that used to hinder us, all those things that used to make us sad, all those things that used to hurt us or do hurt us. He said, they're not going to be no more. Amen? I don't know about you, it excites me the blessings of heaven where I can get away from all these things that we have now to a place where all those things will never be no more. Amen? Praise the Lord. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. So how's that going to be? Because he's going to make all things new. I mean, all the old stuff will be gone. And everything will be made new in the presence of the Lord. And we get to be there, praise God. The blessings of heaven will be bestowed upon us. We'll get to realize those in his very presence. Amen. That place where no more sorrow ever exists. Praise God. Not only will we be no more sorrow, no more will we be in this glorious place where all things are made new, but we're going to be in the presence of our beloved Savior. Yeah, what do you say, Pastor? I'm saying we're going to get to be with Christ. Amen. We're going to get to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, verse 16. He said, for the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. So the blessings of heaven, praise God, is one day when the rapture takes place, on Resurrection Day, He said, we're going to come out of here. We're going to go be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Whether by death or whether by the rapture, we're going to go be with Him, praise God, where He is. Praise God, there's going to be a shout and a trump. Come up hither. He's going to call us out of here, and we're going to depart from here into the blessings of heaven, into the presence of God, where we'll be with the Lord Jesus Christ. And said, so shall we ever and forever and ever be with Him. There'll never be no more parting when we get tired. That's why all the sorrow and the heartache and the anxiousness, praise God, will be gone. Because we will be where God destined us to be, where He desires for us to be throughout eternity. Amen. Praise God. That ought to give you enough to make you have a fit. Amen. Glory be God. There's going to be that shout trumpet. There's going to be a calling out. Praise God. There's going to be a call us into the presence of our Savior. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Listen, youngest, I don't know about you, but it ain't going to be long. Just a little while, a little moment in time, and we're gonna separate ourselves from this world, and we're gonna bike it and leave it behind, and we're gonna go on to be with Him. Praise God, where He is in that place that He's prepared. Praise God, that place where there's no more sorrow and anguish and heartache, where there's rejoicing and praising and singing the songs of Zion unto God Almighty throughout the ages. We'll see the angels. Praise God. We'll rejoice. He said they'll be rejoicing in the presence of the angels. Praise the Lord when we all get there. Amen. You imagine? I don't know about you. Sometimes I just like to praise God. Amen. I just like to just get, sometimes I just get out in the woods, get by myself, and I just get to praising God, thanking Him for His goodness, His mercy, and His love. How much more is it going to be, praise, when we pull up on glory and we pull up in the presence of our Savior? You ever thought about it? You pull up there and you look upon His face, the one that saved us by His grace. Glory. What a day that's going to be. Amen. That's the blessing. God says that's the blessing. That's what we have to look forward to. Amen. And it could be at any minute. The Lord, in talking about the rapture, He could come out, He could call us out of here any minute. Amen. There's nothing left that has to be done, nothing left that has to be fulfilled. All these things that would transpire before the rapture, praise God, before the calling out of the church, it's all taking place or taking place already. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ could step out. Boy, He would like to. He would like to call us out of this mess. He'd like to call us unto Himself. He'd like to bring us home. Amen. You say, He's our Heavenly Father. Amen. He's our Heavenly Father, and He loves us. He don't like to see His children out in the world being beaten and hammered on. He wants to see us in peace and mercy. He wants to see us in the place of His presence where He can see us and take care of us and where He can love on us. God's wanting to see the blessings of heaven. Amen. He's wanting you to see the blessings of heaven. He's wanting us to see the blessings of heaven. What He's prepared for us, that's prepared for Him. Look into His presence. At divine presence, praise God. At divine comforter, praise God, He sends to us through Jesus Christ the Lord. Through the sweet Spirit of God, amen, He sends to minister to our souls. We see that in John chapter 16. He says He's got to go away, but He says, I'm going to send you another comforter. He says, I'm going to send you a consoler. That into the time that I can get you into the blessings of heaven, He says, I'm going to send a consoler, a counselor, praise God, that's going to comfort your heart. He's going to be there with you to minister to you, to show you that everything's all right. He's going to let you minister that God still has everything in control, that there's nothing that's out of His control. Now we see things tonight that we don't understand. We see people going through things, hardships and anguish, physical things and mental things, and we don't understand it tonight. We wonder and we're confounded over it. Why this, you know why bad things have to happen to good people? Amen? But we know that God is in control and He sends that comforter. Christ says, hey, listen, I can't tell you everything you need to know because you wouldn't understand it anyway. But He said, I'm going to send you a comforter. I'm going to send you a consoler that's going to move into your heart. He's going to manifest the Lord Jesus Christ in you. He's going to show you that no matter who you are, where you are, what you're going through, that I still love you. I still care for you. I'm still here to help you. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to neglect you. I'm going to be here with you. I pray God all the way to the end of the way till I take you to be with me where I am. Amen. He said, I'm not going to forsake you. He said, the Lord loves you and He cares for you. He's here with you and He'll help you. Amen. He said, just sometimes we just have to shut our eyes and call on Him. Sometimes we just have to pray believing. Amen. Not in us, but in Him. And what He's done before, we know that He can do again. Amen. that there's nothing that's impossible for God. Amen. Everything is possible to those that believe. Those that call according to His purpose. Hey, but we have the blessed hope in the Lord. And we can't let that go. We have to hold on to it. We have to maintain that all the way, praise God, till we get on yonder shore. Amen. Till we pull up on the blessings of heaven are there waiting for us. God says, just keep on pressing on. Just keep enduring. Because one day, praise God, in just a little while, God is going to call us to Himself. He's going to take His people. He's going to draw us unto Him. And He says, we're going to be there with Him where He is. Amen. We'll be in that place of blessedness. That place that God desires for. That place that God has prepared for those people that's prepared for that place. And He said, one of these days, we're going to slip out of here. Amen. We're going to slip out of here and we're going to go on. Praise God. Because why? Because God has a plan and a purpose for you. And not to harm you, but to help you. To encourage your heart, to plant hope down in your soul. That hope and that peace that passes understanding. Amen. When everybody else says, well, why don't you give up? Why don't you just quit? And you say, well, I can't. Because I got a blessed hope. My hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm looking to go be with Him. Praise God. Looking to go, looking to be, praise God, because He's got a future for me. He's got a future already planned out for you and me. A future that's more spectacular than we can even begin to imagine. Amen. It's like going to that favorite place that you're excited about on your vacation. You've never been before, but you're excited about it because it seems so wonderful. You've never been there. But it seems like a wonderful place. Amen. That's what heaven is. The blessings of heaven, that's what it's going to be like. It's a wonderful place. We've not been there yet, but praise God, we're going to get to go. Finally, after a while. Amen. After a while, we're going to finally get to slip out of here and go to that wonderful place, that glorious place. That's been prepared. It is prepared for you and, you and me, you and I. Amen. And we'll get to ease up in there one day, praise God, in the presence of God, so we shall ever be with the Lord. We're going to be with Him where He's at. And while we're waiting, while we're journeying through, praise God, the Holy Spirit's encouraging us long. Then you know what? Just hang in there. It's not going to be long. Just a little while, just a few more days. Amen. Just two more trials, just two more things to go through. In the glory. And He said, just keep on, praise God, you'll get that crown of glory. One day in a little while, that crown, praise God, of eternal life. That crown of life, praise God, that's there for us. It's just right over there, just a little ways further. And He said, we got, because of the blessings of heaven, that we know where it's at. And we're looking forward to it. Amen. Now, I know we don't know and realize what we have to go through in this world till we get there. But praise God, it's going to be a glorious thing when we get there. Amen. It's going to be the most spectacular thing that we could imagine. And if we'll put that on the forefront of our thinking, along with that, in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ, it's going to be a spectacular event, praise God, that the angels sing about when we enter into the presence of the Lord. When we see Him face to face, the one that saved us by His grace. The one that come down, praise God, to where we were when we couldn't get to Him. And He made provisions so that we, you and I, can have a place to go when it's all said and done. Amen. That blessed hope in Christ Jesus, our Savior. And Paul says, this is what we have. He says, I wouldn't have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. Because he said, we have hope. And our hope is in the Lord. Amen.